మత్రేయ మనహం నిధ్యాన శాంతి పదం బ్రహ్మవసంలో ఫణీంద్ర శ్రీబామణి శంకరం సురగురు మాయామనుష్యం హరి వందేహం కరుణాకరం రఘువరం భూపాల చూడామణి. దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ composed by a great devotee, Tulsidas. He was a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. So, Lord Rama and Lord Krishna, there is no difference. When he speaks Krishna, that means he includes all other incarnations. In the Brahma Sangita, it is said, Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyamena Tishchan Nana Avatara Makarad Bhuvanesu Kintu Krishna Sang Samabhavat Paramapumanujo Govinda Madi Purusham Tamahang Vajan. Krishna is Sang. Krishna Sang Samabhavat Paramapumanujo. Krishna is Paramapuman. Paramapuman means the ultimate Supreme Personality of God. But he is always manifest in different incarnations. And of all the incarnations, Lord Rama is the foremost, Balarama. You have heard the name of Balarama, Baladeva. Similarly, Rama. Rama means the supreme enjoyer. Ramante yoginanante satyanand chidatmani iti Rama padenas. Ram means real bliss. And all the yogis, either dhyana yogi or a jnana yogi, are a bhakta yogi. There are three kinds of yogis. Everyone tries to enjoy that eternal bliss, and that is real pleasure. That for Rama. So this verse, this respectable Indian lady, she will begin Ramayan, this is actually not Ramayan, it is called Ramacharit Manas. Ramayan means Valmiki Ramayan, but people have taken it as Ramayan. Actually, Tulsidas has expressed his own feelings about his devotion to Lord Rama, and therefore he has named it Ramacharit Manas. His mind full with service attitude for Lord Rama. That is the real meaning of this book. But the people have misinterpreted. They are going on just it is Ramayana. And Ramayana, of course, anywhere where Ram's activities are described, that is called Ramayana. That is another sense. But the real Ramayana means the Ramayana composed by Valmiki Ramayana. Ramayana composed by Maharshi Valmiki. And this is a popular notion that this is Ramayana, but actually this book is called Ramacharit Manas. So some of the description of Rama are there, but not all the description. Rather, there are many differences from the original Valmiki Ramayana. Anyway, this is song of a devotee for his Lord, Rama. In that sense, you can call it Ramayana, but this book is actually Ramcharitmanas. So, in the fifth chapter, Sundarkanda, it is a very nice verse. What God is that? Shantam, Shasatam, Aprameya, Anabham. Nirvana Shanti Pradam. Each word is meaningful. Shantam, The Lord is never disturbed. Why shall we disturb? Just like we are in this material world, we are always disturbed in so many ways. The duration life is short and we are always embarrassed with so many problems, political, social, religious, cultural, so many things. And family, maintenance of family is more difficult than maintaining an empire. So, this material world is full of anxiety. I have several times explained. Asadgraha, because we have accepted something which is not eternal. Anything which is not eternal will always create disturbance. But because the Lord is eternal, therefore He is Sant. Whenever you will find the face of Lord Krishna, Rama, Vishnu, you will find smiling with peace. As soon as you see, you become also peaceful. It's very fair. It's so nice. Shantam and Sarsatam. Sarsatam means original. Is not that Rama and Krishna, as the Mayavadi philosopher says, that the impersonal Brahma appears in form. This is Akkarna. Actually, he appears in his own form, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavami Atmamayaya. We are accepting this form not by our own potency. I have accepted this body, you have accepted this body, not by your own will. You have been forced to accept a particular type of body according to your word. You cannot make choice. Otherwise, everyone would have made his choice to take birth in America or some place like that, or heavenly planet. Oh, that is not choice. Just like the foreigners, they apply for immigration. The choice depends on the highest authority. Similarly, this body is not Sarsata. It is not my original body. This body is changing. I may have this body this time, I may have another body, another species of life. Therefore, it is not Sarsata. But the Lord's body is Sarsatam, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarsatam Purusam, and he is enjoyed. So the same word is used here. Shantam Sarsatam Aprameyam. Aprameyam means that cannot be measured. The Mahapuruses, they cannot conceive how immeasurable, unlimited. Therefore, as soon as they take it that God is unlimited, immeasurable, they take it for impersonal. They cannot conceive that God can assume any extensive form without any difficulty. Just like He appeared as Varahadeva. The Varahadeva, he appeared in such a gigantic body that he could lift this whole planet by his task. So just imagine how much great body he assumed. So, Aprameyam, another, he can assume so small body. That's why Parikshit Maharaj, when he was within the womb of his mother, attacked by the atomic energy. So Krishna entered the womb of his mother and saved him. Just imagine how small he became. Therefore, Aprameyam means you cannot measure how he is small, how he is great. The Mayavadi philosophers, they can think of greatness, but Krishna can become small also, just like Jagannath. He is the master, he is the proprietor of the whole world. But he has assumed such a nice form that he is within our reach. We can serve him very convenient. This is God. Therefore, apramaya, immeasurable. Immeasurable does not mean simply great. Immeasurable means you cannot measure him how small he is. Anoraniya ana mahato mahiya. He is greater than the greatest and smaller than the smallest. Therefore, apramayam, anaghang. Anaghang means this material contamination cannot touch. Ita disasayisanam. Isha, the Supreme Lord means that he may come any form, just like he appears as the boar, hog. That does not mean he is hog. Or even he acts like hog, still he is anadhang. How it is possible? Because he is tejasang anadhusar. Tejasang, just the example is that the sun. Sun is so powerful that he is soaking water from everywhere. He is soaking water even from the filthy place where people are passing urine and stool. But sunshine is so powerful that it is soaking water from the urinals and lavatory and latrine, but still sun is pure. And by the sun's contact, that place also becomes pure. This is called purity. Even impure, even I am impure, if I am in touch with Krishna consciousness, then I also become pure. He does not become impure. We are so, teeny, that if I go to a contaminated place, I become contagious. I become infected with the contamination. But Krishna or Rama, they are so powerful that even a contaminated person approaches him, it does not mean that Krishna becomes contaminated. The contaminated person becomes purified. This is very nice to understand. Say anyone with any aim, if he approaches Krishna or Rama, he becomes anabham, nirvana. Nirvana shanti pradam. This nirvana means finishing. Shanti. This material life, material existence, is always full of threefold miseries. So, Krishna or Rama can give you a position by which you can stop all this nonsense. Nidvana shanti pradam brahmana sambhu panindra sipa anisham. Brahma, the demigods, there are millions of demigods of all the demigods, Brahma and Sambhu. Lord Shiva and Brahma, they are considered to be the seed. So Brahma, Shiva, Panindra. Panindra means Sesha. He is also incarnation of Vishnu. So all of them are engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. That means Vishnu is the Supreme. Superior than Lord Shiva. Here it is specially mentioned, Brahma, Sambhu. Sambhu means Lord Shiva. Brahma Sambhu Phanindra Sibha Manisam Vidanta Bhidvam Vidhum. So, Vidanta, Vidanta means the ultimate knowledge. So, one who is in the ultimate knowledge, he can understand the personality of Godhead, Rama and Krishna. Those who have got little knowledge are a mediocre. They can go up to the impersonal Brahma, but they cannot enter into the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita by Arjuna, that it is very difficult to understand your personality. Actually, we are experiencing. If we speak something impersonal, they think it is very learned speech. And when we speak of something personal, they think it is old style. This is nonsense. Practically, the personality of God is the ultimate knowledge. But men with poor fund of knowledge, a little stock of knowledge, they cannot understand. If he is impersonal, how Brahma and Sambhu are engaged in his service, his person. Brahma, Sambhu, Phanindra, Sibhamani, Sambhidanta, Vedam. Vedanta, Vedam. These Mayanadis, they have Shankaracharya. They have their Sharira Bhasa. They have tried to prove the Supreme Lord as impersonal. This is not actually fact. Vedanta Veda. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Veda is the sadvai aham eva vidyam. Vedanta vid, Vedanta kritcha aham. Krishna says that all the Vedas, including Vedanta, if somebody says the Vedanta is describing impersonal Brahma, but Krishna says that how it can do? Vedanta vid. I am the actual knower of Vedanta. I am actual composer of Vedanta. So, I am the supreme. So, these Mayavadi philosophers, they cannot understand. They think that Vedanta in India, the Mayavadi sannyasis are known as Vedanti. Therefore, my society, Vaishnava society, has particularly given me this title, Bhakti Vedanta. Vedanta means Bhakti. It is a challenge to the Mayavadi sannyasis. This particular title was given after due consideration that my humble self should be awarded this title. This is new title amongst the Vaishnava society. So, Mayavadi philosophers, they are sometimes a surprise that how Samiji is Vedanti at the same time Bhakti. But actually they do not know. Vedanta means Bhakti. Real Vedanta commentary is Srimad Bhagavat. Bhāsyam Brahma Sutranam. Brahma Sutra means this Vedanta Sutra. So Vedanta Vedanta. Shiva Vrinchi, that Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are trying to understand the Supreme and flickering knowledge? No. Through the Vedanta. Vedanta. Veda is a sadvayaham eva. And Vibhom. Vibhom means the greatest. Nobody is greater than the Supreme Lord. Ramakhyam Jagadisharam. And he is Rama. We chant daily, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ramakhyam. Rama means the Ravaniya, the beautiful, or the enjoyer, Ramakhyam, and Jagadishwaram, and he is the master, or the proprietor of the whole universe. Suragurum, Sura means the demigods, and Guru, the spiritual master, Suragurum, just like Arjuna is Sura, and his Guru is Krishna. Vyasadeva, his guru, Narada's guru is Brahma, Brahma's guru is Krishna, so Sura Guru is Maya Manusya. And when he appears as human being, that is Maya. Maya means actually he is not an ordinary man. He is the Supreme Personality of God, but the rascals, they think that because Rama and Krishna has appeared like one of us, he is a man, he is an ordinary man. This is the version of the rascals, that Rama, especially there is a class who are known as Arya Samaji, they do not agree that the Supreme Person can, Supreme God can appear as Rama and Krishna. But they do not know that although he appears as one of us in the form of human body, He is not a human being. He is the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, it is called Ramak, Mayamanusya, Hari. He is Hari. Hari means the Supreme Personality of God who can give you all pleasures, taking all your miserable conditions. He is Hari. Sabandhi haṁ karunā karaṁ raghuvaraṁ bhūpāla chūrāmani. So, he is offering his respectable obeisances to the Lord Rama. Karunā karaṁ, he comes, pritrāṇā sādhunāṁ, vināsāya duṣkitāṁ, therefore he is karunā akaraṁ. Akaraṁ means mind. He is the great mind of mercy. Karunakaram, Raghuvaram, and because he appears in the dynasty of Maharaj Raghu, so he is the supreme personality in the Raghu dynasty, Raghuvaram, and Bhupala Churamani, and he is the helmet of all kings, Churamani. Churamani means money means pearl, and Chura means helmet, so the pearl is placed in the crown, so he is the, although he appeared as king, but he is the helmet of all kings. In this way, Lord Rama's description is here. Now, Mataji requested me to explain one verse, so I have tried to explain. Now, today is our Radhashtami ceremony. I must speak now something about Radharani, and then I shall go up, reach my apartment at 12. In the meantime, you can observe the ceremonies. So far Radharani. Radharani, today is the birthday of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Brahma. Just try to understand. Krishna is the Supreme Brahma, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So, when Parabrahma wants to enjoy, that enjoying spirit is there in the Parabrahma. Otherwise, we cannot have this enjoying spirit. Because we are part and parcel. Therefore, we have got that enjoying spirit. But it is materially contaminated. But the fact is there. Because Krishna is enjoying. This enjoying spirit we have got also, but I do not know how to enjoy. We are trying to enjoy in the matter, in the dull matter. That is spiritual. So, Brahma, Brahma Sukhanubhutya. People are trying to feel what is Brahma Sukha, pleasure, a Brahmanubhava. That is not material pleasure. So many yogis, they have given up their family life, their kingdom, and meditating to achieve that Brahma pleasure. Actually, the idea is Brahma pleasure. So many brahmacharis, so many sannyasis, they are trying to achieve that Brahma pleasure, and in order to achieve that Brahma pleasure, they are neglecting, they are kicking off all this material pleasure. Do you think that Brahma pleasure is ordinary, this material pleasure? To achieve a portion of Brahma pleasure, if they are kicking off all this material pleasure, don't talk of ourselves, we are ordinary men. We are in the history, we have got instances that Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. That Bharat Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world. And as emperor, he had his beautiful wife, young children, but at the age of 24 years, just young man, he gave up everything. This is very old story, of course, but you know Lord Buddha. He was also a prince. He was also a prince, not ordinary man. And he was Kshatriya, and he was always enjoying with beautiful women. That is the palace pleasure custom in every in oriental countries. Then in the palace there are many beautiful girls, they are always dancing and giving pleasure to the king and the prince. So Lord Buddha was also in such pleasure, but he gave up everything and began to meditate. There are many hundreds of instances in Indian history that to realize the Brahma pleasure, they gave up everything. They gave up everything. That is the way. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting something severe for realizing the supreme pleasure. That is called tapasya. So, if for tasting a little Brahma pleasure, all materialistic pleasures are to be given up, do you think that the supreme Brahma, Lord Krishna, is enjoying this material pleasure? Is it very reasonable? This Krishna is enjoying Lakshmi Sahasra Sato Sambhama Sri Bhumanam. Hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune are engaged in his service. Do you think these Lakshmis are material women? How Krishna can take pleasure in the material woman? No, this is mistake. Ananna chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi savija eva nijarupataya kalavi. In the Brahma Sanghita I find that he expands his ananna chinmaya rasa, the mela of transcendental pleasure potency. And these gopis are expansion of his pleasure potency, and Radharani is the center. Radharani is the center. So Radharani is not, don't take that Radharani is an ordinary woman like we are, our wife or sister or mother. No. She is the pleasure potency. And the birth of Radharani was not from the womb of any human being. She was found by her father in the field. While his father was plowing, he saw one little nice child is lying there, and he had no children, so he caught it and presented to the queen. Oh, here we have got a very nice child. How you gone? In the field. Just Radharani's janma is like that. So this janma is today, and Radha, this name, is sometimes not found in Bhagavad. So, the atheistic class of men protest that Radharani's name is not in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How this name came, Radharani? But they do not know how to see it. There is Anaya Radhate. There are many gopis, but there is mention that by this particular gopi, he is served more pleasingly. Krishna accepts this gopi's service more gladly. Anaradhate, aradhate. This aradhate, this word, aradhate means worshipping. From this word, aradhate, Radha has come. But Radha's name are there in other Puranas. This is the origin. So Radha, so Radha and Krishna. Krishna is enjoyer, and he wants to enjoy. So he is a supreme Brahma, that he cannot enjoy anything. Atmarama, he can enjoy in himself. Therefore, Radharani is the expansion of his pleasure potency. Krishna hasn't got to seek external things for his pleasure. No, he is in himself full, Atmarama. So, Radharani is expansion of Krishna. Krishna is the energetic and Narayana is the energy. Just like energy or energetic, you cannot separate. Fire and the heat, you cannot separate. Now, wherever there is fire, there is heat. And wherever there is heat, there is fire. Similarly, wherever there is Krishna, there is Radha. And wherever there is Radha, there is Krishna. They are inseparable. But he is enjoying. So, Swarup Damodar Goswami has described this intricate philosophy of Radha and Krishna in one verse, very nice verse. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alhadini Sakti Rasmat Ekatmanamapi Bhuvi Deho Bhedo Gatoto. So, Radha and Krishna is the one supreme. But in order to enjoy, they are divided into two. Again, Lord Chaitanya joins the two into one. Chaitanya ka prakatamaduna. That one means Krishna in the ecstasy of Radha. Sometimes Krishna is in ecstasy of Radha. Sometimes Radha is in ecstasy of Krishna. This is going on. But the whole thing is Radha and Krishna means the one, the supreme. So the Radha Krishna philosophy is a very great philosophy. It is to be understood in the liberated stage. Radha Krishna philosophy is not to be understood in the conditioned state. But when we worship Radha Krishna in our conditional state, actually we worship Lakshmi Narayana. You have seen that picture. There is Bidhi Marga and Radha Marga. Radha Krishna Varsi is on the platform of pure love. And Lakshmi Narayana Varsi is on the regulative principle. So long we do not develop our pure love, we have to worship on the regulative principle. One has to become a brahmachari, one has to become a sannyasi, one has to perform the worship in this way. In the morning he has to rise, he has to offer. So many rules and regulations. There are at least 64 rules and regulations. So we shall introduce them gradually as you develop. So in the Bidhi Marga, when you have no love for God or Krishna, we have to follow the regulative principle and automatically just practicing and practicing. Just like you practice this Mridanga playing, in the beginning it is not in order. But when you become well-versed in the practice, the sound will come so nice. Similarly, when we are engaged by regulative principle in the worship of Radha Krishna, that is called Bidhi Marga. And actually, when you are on the love platform, then that is called Radha Marga. Without Bidhi Marga, if anyone wants to learn the Raga Marga immediately, that is foolishness. Nobody can pass any examination without going through the regulative principles of primary schools and colleges. So, therefore, I do not, indulge in the discussions of Radha and Krishna so easily. Let us go on with the regulative principle at the present moment. Gradually, as you become purified, as you become on the transcendental platform, you will understand what is Radha Krishna. Don't try to understand Radha Krishna very quickly. It is a very big subject. If you want to understand Radha Krishna very quickly, then there will be so many Prakita Sahajya. In India, there are Prakita Sahajya, just like Radha Krishna dancing. Radha Krishna has become a plaything. The painting, Radha Krishna, Krishna is kissing Radha, Radha is kissing. These are all nonsense. Radha Krishna philosophy has to be understood by the liberated person, not by the conditioned soul. So, we shall await for the fortunate moment when we are liberated, then we shall understand Radha Krishna Pranayam Vrikiti, because Krishna and Radha They are not on the material faith. Try to understand, this is Jiva Goswami's analysis, that Krishna is the Supreme Brahma. The Supreme Brahma cannot accept anything material. So Radha is not in the material field. Now, there is a very nice song. This is a Rupa Goswami's song. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. Gokula tarune mandala mahite. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. Damodara ke madhana bese. Harini stuta brinda bipine se. Vrishabhanudodhi navasasileke. Lalita sakhi guna ramita bisakhi. Karunam kuro mahi karuna bharite. Sanaka sanatana varnita charite. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. This song was sung by Rupa Goswami. He is the real person, natural person to understand Radha and Krishna. So he says, all glories to Radharani. Radhe jaya jaya. Madhava daite. He is so dear to Krishna. Krishna, everyone is trying to love Krishna. But Krishna is trying to love somebody. How grace he is. Just try to understand. Everyone, the whole world, the whole universe, all living entities, they are trying to love Krishna. Krishna Prema. Lord Chaitanya described Prema Pumata Mahan. And Rupa Goswami describes that you are distributing Krishna Prema. So Krishna Prema is so valuable. But Krishna is after Radharani. Just see how Radharani is great. Just try to understand the greatness of Radharani. Therefore, she is so great and we have to offer our respect. Radhe jaya jaya madhavadi. How she is? Gokula tarani mandala mahite. Tarani, tarani means young girls. You see the pictures, they're all young girls. But of all the young girls, she is the most beautiful. She is enchanting to the young girls also. She is so beautiful. Gokula tarani mandala mahite. Damodaradati vardhana bese. And she always dresses her so nicely that Damodara, Krishna, becomes attracted by her beauty. Hari niskuta vrinda vipine se. And she is the only lovable object of Krishna. And she is the queen of Vrindavan. This queen of Vrindavan, you will find in Vrindavan, if you go to Vrindavan, everyone is worshipping Radharani. Rani means queen. They are always speaking Jaradhe Radharani. All the devotees in Vrindavan, they are worshippers of Radharani. Hari niskuta vrinda vipine. Vrishabhanudodhi navasesile. And she appeared as the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. And her companion, Lalita Sakhi and Visakhasati, and the devotees, on behalf of the pure devotees of Krishna, Rupa Goswami is praying, Karunam kurumai karuna bharite. Worshipful Radharani, you are full of mercy, so I am begging of your mercies because you are so merciful. Very easily you offer, bestow your mercy. So I am begging your mercy. Karunam kurumai karunavrite sanaka samanatana bodhnite charite. Now somebody may say, oh, you are so great learned scholar, you are so great a saintly person, and you are begging mercy from an ordinary girl. How is that? Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, oh, this is not ordinary girl. Sanaka samayatana bodhnita charite. This girl's description is possible to be made by great saintly person like Sanakshanapa. Oh. She is not ordinary. So, the lesson is that we should not treat Radharani as ordinary girl or Krishna as ordinary man. They are the supreme absolute truth, but in the absolute truth there is the pleasure potency, and that is exhibited in the dealings of Radha and Krishna, and Radha's expansion all the gopis, and Krishna is the supreme Lord. Thank you.
Chant Hare Krishna. You can chant? Can you chant? Janardhan? Huh? All right, you can chant.